Toronto.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, I'm really, really tired. I've worked all day, and so I probably won't say much. Hopefully you'll carry the conversation.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Malka, you're the first one to arrive.
Well, I'm here, but I'm really tired, so I'm not so sure.
It's amazing to me. When you speak into the phone, I always know it's your voice. But when you're just when you're tired like that, you sound very much like Malka. So I apologize for that. But
no, that's okay.
I'm explaining it.
Okay.
But in any case, you're the only one, so we can go forward or we can wait.
So we have Malka and me.
No, Malka's not here, as far as I know.
Well, I just talked to her.
let me check.
Okay.
You are right. So we will go forward.
Okay. So if I'm quiet, you know I'm listening. I'm not sleeping, so if I'm being sleepy.
I understand. Lishemi Hut Kuchabri Hu Ishinte Bid Hilu or Himu Hilu Hilu or Himu. Layakta Lishem Yudhe Bovate, the Yehuda Shilim Bishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Elena Maaseya Denu Penene Elena Maaseya Denu Penenehu. Pasuk 443 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parsha Lech Lecha. It is section 36, but on our website, due to size limitations, it's 36A. Ithale lefanai ve'yetamim shalim dehashta atchaser birshimat v'shein gedalit Yazar Garmach Behewe Shalim Birshima Deyud Uman Behu Birishuma Laichaze Leit Barka Bishma Dadikti Ve'el Shaddai Yivarechotcha. The translation, in the verse, walk before me and be perfect. Perfect means complete, because until now the letter Yud was missing in the mark of the Shin Dalet. Therefore the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, circumcise yourself and be completed by the mark of the Yud, so the name Shaddai, Shin Dalet Yud, may reach completion in you. Because whoever is completed by this mark is worthy of being blessed by this name, as it is written, and El Shaddai shall bless you. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear, as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I'm wondering if circumcision was a new thing at that time.
It wasn't, according to the astrological evidences.
Okay.
But there were very few people. There was very few peoples who did circumcision as part of their culture.
Well, I noticed in previous days that, you know, it said circumcise yourself, as if Abraham had to do it himself. And I know the Muslims do, but of course they're also descendants of Abraham. So I just wondered if it was something that was done. You know, in other words, Hashem would have had to explain to him what to do.
That's correct. And that's why we have the differences.
Mm-hmm.
Because that third step that we talked about in one of the earlier classes, that third step is not done by the Muslims.
Okay.
That I would like to bring out from this pasuk the idea that the Yud completes the name Shaddai. And without the circumcision, a child of Israel is not complete, cannot be complete.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, the Shin and the Dalet, I know we define it as demons, but and I'm sure it, I mean, that is the name, but I think before, without the Yod, and you bring in holiness, I mean, you can see, to me, before the circumcision, then you're under the negative system. It's a klipa.
That's exactly correct.
No. And so when that's removed by the circumcision, that the Yud slides into place between the Shin and the Dalet.
So it's not between, it's at the end.
Oh, it's, yeah, Shaddai, that's right. Yeah.
But it's... If you look at the word Shaddai, Shin, Dalet, Yud, and then put the essence of each letter, the Shin represents fire, but we also say passion. Mm-hmm. The Dalet is the doorway, and the Yud is a connection to Hashem. So passion is your doorway to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that if we are passionate, but we're not connecting to Hashem, passion opens a doorway, but it's going to the negative system. It's only with your connection to Hashem does it become positive.
Okay, I think another definition is guardian of the doors of Israel.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what the Hebrew word is. Shamar, maybe?
To guard is Shamar. You know, Shamar at Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
In the one ten utterances, it's keep Shabbat. In the other 10 utterances, it's guard Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Midrash says that we heard both words at once.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the definitions of Shaddai was the breasty one, because of the word connected to the word breast.
To the word what?
Breast. Like
B-R-E-S-T. Yes. But that's really coming from the concept of the word Shaddai means enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates the rest. that whatever your task was, it's completed, it's sufficient. Verse
444. Okay. I will make one other comment. I would say maybe 20 years ago, there was a very popular song that came out called El Shaddai, which created an interest in the names of the different names of Hashem once it came out. So in a way, that was a good thing. It's probably about 25 years.
Because I've never heard the song by that name. So I'll have to check out YouTube, see if it's there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure it is. It'll probably be in a messianic group.
Right. That's what my concern was, but we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 444. Mahu El Shaddai, Ahu Divir Khan. Nafkan minea, hu deshalit al kom kitrin, tata in vikola, mi dachal teya, dachalin umizdaz in, begin kach mande itkazar, ko inun dila kadisha chin. It rachakan mineya, willa shaltin beya, willa odela dela nachit, la gehinom, dikti viameh, kulam tzadikin wegomer. The translation. And he asks, what is the meaning of the name El Shaddai? And he answers, this is the name from which all the blessings issue. It controls all the lower crowns, and all are in awe and tremble from fear of it. Therefore, all those who are impure stay away from him who has been circumcised and have no control over him. In addition, he is not pulled down to Gehinnom. As it is written, your people are also shall be all righteous. My commentary is the Pazuk is clear as written, and Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I didn't think I was going to say anything, and here I am talking. This is the name in which all blessings issue. I would have thought that would have been a reference to the Tetragrammaton rather than El Shaddai.
Well, which level of the Tetragrammaton?
Now, I don't know what you mean by that.
What Sephirah does El Shaddai connect to? We learned it in one of the early verses. Say again?
I don't remember.
It connects to Yisod. And what is
Yisod? I should have known that because of the circumcision.
Right.
I'm tired. I told you I was tired.
You're entitled. So, being Yisod, what is the essence of Yisod? It's really a funnel. It gathers the energy of all of the five, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Pesach, and Hod. And it gathers them in one end and funnels it to the Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings all the prayers and the requests, funnels it up from Malchut to the appropriate location in the spiritual frames where blessings will be drawn from, because the quests are essentially for blessings. So when you say it, you would think it would be the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and I asked, which level are you talking about? Because Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the energy of all ten. As we see in the Tikkun HaNefesh, depending on the vowels and the permutations, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is a name that is active in all ten Sephirot. And so which tetragrammaton would you think would be true? There is a tetragrammaton active in the Yesod, but the blessings flow through Yesod, and that name that's being used to draw blessings or to have blessings flow to the physical world, that name is El Shaddai.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Well, that more so than when I first asked the question.
Okay. It's a thing where you, if when you start to meditate on the each Sephirah individually and you start talking to the Sephirah, you're going to find out which name is active in each Sephirah. And it'll become more clear, more practical.
Well, I have a chart somewhere that has them.
Yeah, Michael, did you have a question?
No, sir.
Okay, I thought I heard you. I apologize. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It makes me wonder where did the Anochi name fit into all this, too. Because I've almost seen that statement, this is the name from which all blessings issue. Seem like I've seen it applied to just about every one of the names. And I, you know.
And it does, because it applies to each of the Sephirot. Mm-hmm. And the names apply to each of the Sephirot, and we have to understand which Sephirot we're speaking of to truly activate the tools effectively. Pasuk 445. Amar Rabbi Abba Zakayin Atun B'Alma Dein Uvalma Diate Zaka'ahulake Diate Na Lumishma Milim Ilein Mipukon Kol ko kadishin, kol ko b'nei elaha, kadisha alaihu, k'tiv ze yomar lahashem ani adwizeh, yikra b'ashem, Yaakov ze yaktov, V'dol Hashem U'Shem Yisrael Yikaneh Kolchad Minchon Achid Beit Kashyar B'malka Zakadisha Ila'a Ve'atun Riv Ravan Mimanan Teresin Mehahiyo Eretz Deikre, Eretz Chachayim, Irav Revanu Ki, Achlin Mimana, Tila Kadisha. The translation, Rabbi Abba said, happy is your lot in this world and in the world that is coming. Happy is my fate that I have come here and heard these words from your mouths. All of you are holy. You are all the sons of holy Elohim. Of you it is written, one shall say, I am Hashem's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand to Hashem by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand to Hashem and surname himself by the name of Israel. Each of you clings to the Holy Supernal King and is attached to him, and you are ruling governors and shields from that land that is called the land of the living, which is the secret of the Nukva that enclosed the upper Ima, where its governors feed on the manna of the sacred dew. My commentary, the pasuk is esoteric. I do not understand this pasuk. Manna is coming from the world of Bina. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Have we known that before? Have we had that before, that manna is from Bina?
It's my commentary, so yes.
Okay.
We have both.
Well, I think the first half of the pasuk is understandable.
Right.
He's happy because of the discussion of the circumcision. Truly, that's when a person becomes a doll of them. I mean, so it's that last part that I can see why you call it esoteric.
Is the governor's considered the Zod a king?
The governors are, it's a code word for the angelic ministers. But as human beings become righteous, become tzaddikim, they are being given control over other worlds. And so they go above the angelic ministers. And so the angelic ministers, they really do take over control of the physical world. So in that sense, the governor's feed on the manna of the sacred dew means is they're human beings who have risen above to be higher than angels spiritually.
Oh,
and that
yeah,
does...
That's okay, that really gives understanding to that section of the pasuk.
Yes, it does clarify, and I would no longer say I don't understand the pasuk. I don't have a complete understanding, but I have enough. And what drew that out of me was your question, Malchus, so I appreciate that.
Well, I would think it would be Elijah. I mean, he goes above. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was, but I would think it would be a spiritual soul along those lines of the human being that is written above the angelic angel.
The human being that becomes above those horizons higher than the spiritual, higher than the angels, that is, you're absolutely right. Elijah is one of those beings.
Well, in one of the writings of the Ari last week, when we learned that Rebecca, and I believe it was Rebecca,
yes,
and Elijah were, I think they used the word pitchers. You know, water pitchers.
Right.
I think that's what it was trying to tell us. I kind of was meditating on that as to why each one, and you could see the level that they had reached. You know, Rebecca, I felt, because she was ready to leave and become Isaac's wife, and I felt like with Elijah, Hashem didn't tell him to do the thing he did. He did it himself, you know, with making the fire and the altar and the ditches and the trenches and the water and you know. And Hashem followed through, so he had that aspect of.
He was in control of the physical mm-hmm. world, but
right.
the end of this verse is talking about how, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the secret of the Malchut in its completed state is it's no longer below Zerunpin. It rises to cover and conceal and connect to and unify with Bina.
Right.
So you're talking about it in a different state, a completed state.
Right. And would that be the closed mem at that point?
Yes, it would be the closed mem, but it would also be the other four letters going below the line.
Right.
Well, we're out of time, but I think it was a good class.
Yes, thank you.
We're slowly getting through this section, and you know, there's a lot there, but it's, you know, it's not a subject that most women find they want to spend a lot of time with. I had one student say today that she'll, when I stop this section, she'll start to join us. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, I found it fascinating because I always took it like I told you that the covenant was a contract between you and Hashem, you know.
Right.
You know, when
there's a lot of material.
A service, you know, now. And to see the depth and the beauty and the blessings attached, it just was an eye opener.
You both have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye, Malcolm.
Shalom.
Bye, Sam. Bye, Sandy.